Good morning. My name's Martin, and I'm a member of this community. Watch, wait, the day of God is at hand. Like the bird on a tree, God's possibilities are about to blossom. Stay awake. The reign of God is very near. We are here, watching and waiting with hope. So tell me, why are we here? We come together to seek God's presence. We come together tired, rested, sad and happy. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together with all our fears and hopes about who we are, what we are doing, and what lies ahead. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together to enjoy each other this day. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together this day to seek the Spirit of God, who gives us courage and strength to follow Jesus and live our lives as companions of God. We come together to seek God's presence. The Bible reading this morning is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 12 to 21. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have understanding and power. By me kings reign, and rulers make laws that are just. By me princes govern, and all nobles who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me and making their treasuries full. About the time I started thinking about what to say for morning prayer, a Facebook friend, someone I've known from when I was young, posted a link to an independent journalism site which he subscribes to. The article lamented the infighting and factionalism which had started up within a newly formed party over funding. It should have been sorted out in private, but no, the arguing went straight onto social media, much to the dismay, no doubt, of its new members. Political parties have always been their own worst enemies, and the article seemed to strike a chord with the passage I'd been given for morning prayer. Prudence, knowledge, and discretion, not very evident in this party, which had barely started. A party which made a lot of promises, which drew a lot of membership in a very short time. If I was to put some of the words of the passage from Proverbs, such as making just laws or righteous actions, translated into more secular terms, they would certainly say that that was their aspiration as future leaders. But what really gets me is this. When they acted so indiscreetly, so lacking in wisdom, didn't they ever consider the thousands of people who had put their hope in them? Somehow I don't think so. Their actions contrast so strongly with what Proverbs is saying here. And what about us? As individuals, as a congregation, as a community. If we are the shop window through which others view Christianity, the advertisement, if you like, then we must work hard for change in ourselves, to be led by the Spirit, to allow the Spirit to grow wisdom, prudence, and discretion within us. Spirit of peace, quiet our hearts, heal our anxious thoughts, and free us from our fretful ways. Breathe on us your holy calm, so that in the stillness of your presence we may open ourselves to trust and be transformed. Amen.
Spiritus, mentes tuorum visita.
Like the sun that is far away, but still close at hand to warm us, so God's Spirit is always present around us. We live, breathe, work, rest, and have our very being in you, God, Open now the windows of our souls so that we can see you. And when we can see God, we are free to truly love, free to truly live. Amen. Breakfast will be served shortly.